There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Twenty minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, joining me now, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies, the one and only great friend of mine, Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, always great to catch up with you, my friend.
I appreciate you having me on. It's been a while.
I know. It's been too long, Jerry. I don't know why we don't do this more often, but I absolutely love when you're on the show every time. So now you're going to be on every day. You could swing that, right?
Sure. Yeah, why not? I'm not busy.
Jerry, I know you knew about Tanner and I's little hair beard bet thing. That was interesting. I still haven't got my hair cut. I'm getting that tomorrow. But Rocks got it done for us. They got to that 35-win mark a little faster than a lot of people thought based on what we were seeing. And I'm pretty happy with that situation.
Well, yeah, I think all of us are. Not just because you could shave, but because the Rockies are playing better.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't you. It was Tanner. Tanner looked terrible.
Yeah, Tanner had a rough go with that beard, Jerry.
Yeah, he did. He did. He's not a beard. It just doesn't look good in a beard. You look fine. Tanner's different story.
It did hit a point, though, the last week or so where it was out of control. And I was like, because you couldn't trim it. We couldn't trim it or do anything like that. So it was, I was ready to remove it.
You guys are troopers. Hey, well done. And I'm glad it happened quicker than you thought it might.
Yeah.
I know last time I talked to Tanner, which is last Friday, I thought, it may be in Pittsburgh, you know, maybe then it happens here. So good for you.
Yeah,
good
well, and then they followed it up after winning 35. They start that Dodgers series off. I know last night was rough, but they get game one. And there's no doubt, Jerry, since the All-Star break, this Rockies team, they look completely different. They have played much better baseball.
Yeah, they have. And I think that's, I don't know if anybody saw that comment, but I did think, Brady, they would start playing better baseball than they did before the All-Star break. It was a matter of time. They made some adjustments, I think, with the roster that has really helped. I think those rookies at third and first base have eliminated a lot of those empty at-bats we saw with Tolia and even with Ryan McMahon. And now we're getting good at bats that way. And those are productive spots. Those need to be power spots for you on the corners, on the infield. And the Rockies are finally getting some production that way. And Karros hit his home run last night against his dad's old team and all that. So it always starts with starting pitching. And when you don't get that, you struggle like the Rockies did last night. But when they get decent starting pitching, they have been competitive. And it was interesting. I think I have this right. Before last night, when the Rockies lost the Dodgers, they had the same record since the All-Star break as the Dodgers did. So, yeah, playing much better baseball.
Yeah, well, and it's a good sign for the future. I mean, I know it's been bad, and they're trying to avoid, which I think they will, avoid that bad history, Jerry. But it's a good sign for the future for this team that you played this well since the All-Star break. What does that mean for a guy like Warren Schaefer?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it all depends on whether they make a move with the general manager, which I think they're going to. I can't imagine 300-plus lost seasons in a row and not change your general manager. But I think it'll depend on, if they do that, who the new guy is and what he's thinking. But I think Schaefer's done a good job for himself. I mean, I think you have to take a look now because he's kind of turned things around a little bit. And this last 5 weeks of the season will probably be a big determinant, too. Can they continue to play good baseball? Can they maybe flirt with a 500 record this last 5 weeks? So I think a lot will depend on this last month plus the season, but I think he's scored some pretty good marks for himself so far.
It's tough. You mentioned, like at the general manager position for Bill Schmidt. 3 weeks ago, I would have been like, yeah, you can't even think about returning your GM, maybe your manager. If you have these bad 3 years in a row of losing 100 games, you can't do it. But now it's interesting because you're starting to see a lot of these younger guys. You just mentioned Karros. I mean, there's a lot of younger guys that are playing really good baseball, and Bill Schmidt responsible for a lot of those dudes.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's been some bad luck in the last couple of years, obviously. the Chris Bryant thing was a disaster, and some other some injuries, and really some situations you can't really help. But at the same time, that the draft and development hasn't been good for a number of years. It looks like it might be turning around a little bit, like you said, with some young players. So, and it just depends on what ownership, I guess, is thinking right now. Do you make a move for another general manager? Do you try to get some different ideas in here, a different approach? You know, I think the biggest thing for the Rockies is they're not going to be able to sign a lot of free agents. They don't have the budget for that, and they're not going to be able to buy things. And they've got to develop, especially pitchers. You can get hitters, position players to come here. You can get veterans to come. But it's really hard, as we know, to get pitchers to come, especially starters. So it's going to take a draft and development, attention to detail to get these pitchers to where you can compete on a regular basis. And that's the biggest question mark going forward, Brady, as early as next year is, what's that rotation look like? I mean, it could be a lot different next year. Who knows what's going to happen? Austin Gomber's really struggled. I doubt he's going to be coming back. He's a free agent. So that starting rotation, other than Kyle Freeland, might look really different next year.
Yeah, Austin Gomber. I saw the quote from him from last night, Jerry. Man, you know, it sucks. It's bad, but you can't help but feel bad for him. He said, I feel like I'm in a tough spot right now. I felt like I left the team down. I feel like I'm a little bit lost out there right now. I don't really have any confidence, conviction. I don't have an identity. Man, Jerry, that's tough right there to hear that.
Yeah, you can't pitch in this at this level with that kind of attitude and that kind of approach. And what's so interesting, we talked about this last night in the year, beginning of the ballgame, that first start he had this year when he came off the injury list was in Atlanta, through five shutout innings, and he looked like he was in control, and he looked the opposite of what he described himself as last night. He was pinpoint, and he was confident, and the body language said, I'm in control, and now he just looks like a different pitcher. And I guess when you give up, I don't know how many, six runs at least in the last three starts combined, you're probably going to feel that way.
Yeah, Jerry Schimmel joining us, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. You'll hear Jerry and Jack on KFKA tonight, as we are an affiliate for the Rockies Radio, and so I'm excited again to see what this Rockies team can do. What do you think's going to happen tonight, Jerry? It's a pretty big night, especially when you look at the pitching duel happening tonight.
I think everybody's excited about that. I've never seen Ohtani pitch. I think he pitched one time against the Rockies, and I didn't do the game. That was, I think, one of the COVID years that I missed. But I've never seen him pitch against the Rockies. I'm excited about it, and everybody that I've talked to as well. And not only tonight, but tomorrow night. You're gonna tomorrow afternoon see Clayton Kershaw, so you can be able to see two future Hall of Famers back to back pitching against the Rockies. That's super fun, and that might well be Kershaw's last start at Coors Field, probably is going to be. So that'll be fun tomorrow as well. So I'm excited. You know, you hope that for the best with Ohtani. He's got a little bit different approach now. He's throwing different pitches than he used to when he pitched with the Angels. So it'll be interesting to see what his repertoire looks like tonight.
Yeah, he's such a fascinating study. I mean, my wife's watching the game with me last night, Jerry, and she's like, he looks like he was made in a lab. He's so gigantic. His stance is perfect. Everything about him, every movement he makes, just looks perfect.
Isn't that the truth? I think that's a great observation, and that's why he's the best player in the game. And, you know, Tanner makes a good point. He might go down as the best player of all time in baseball history because he's a two-way player and successful in both of those endeavors. So, yeah, he's super fun to watch. I mean, you hate when he beats you. He crushed a homer last night.
Yeah.
That was 116 miles an hour exit velocity, which I think is the most I've ever seen. Just absolutely missile to right field. And so to watch him display that talent on a nightly basis is really kind of fun.
Jerry Schimmel talking to us. Jerry, we heard the Rob Manfred stuff talking about expansion in Major League Baseball. What are your thoughts there? Obviously, that might mean some changes for the Rockies too, but what are your initial thoughts kind of surrounding this idea?
Yeah, I think I'd like the idea of expansion. I think to give more fans access to this game is a wonderful thing. I think Major League Baseball has to figure out the Tampa Rays situation before they probably could expand. I think they have some ideas that way, and I think you'll probably see that team move to Nashville eventually. But I like the idea. There's also talk about realignment and the Rockies going into a different division. It might be with one of the Chicago teams. It might be with a couple of Texas teams and then Arizona. I mean, who knows what it looks like. But for the Rockies to get out of that division away from San Francisco and San Diego and the Dodgers would be a really good thing for their health. So I'm excited about them. I'm excited to see what the changes are. All the changes that we've seen the last several years, to me, have been great. The pitch clock has been awesome, speeding up the game, you know, little nuances. You're probably going to see the new ball strike system applied next year that we saw in spring training, which I thought was great. So all these changes are good, and I think expansion and realignment would be positive too.
Well, and that's kind of been one of the things we've talked about with baseball, with Major League Baseball, is maybe that unwillingness to want to change, to shorten the game, to add the pitch clock, things like that. Rob Manfred sometimes gets a lot of flack, but I really appreciate the forward thinking and some of the big moves, because you're right, the pitch clock has made it much better, in my opinion. I just kind of like hearing him talk about it, because for the longest time it was more of and baseball's not really going to change.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the resistance for a long time with a lot of different commissioners before Manfred. Now you're seeing at least open-mindedness to change. And we don't have to do it all at once. We can do it slowly, do it in increments like we have seen the last 5 or 6 years. You know, the DH now in both leagues and all that stuff, I think, is very positive, very well received by the fans. I know as broadcasters, especially, the pitch clock has been a lifesaver. It's put years on guys like Jack Corrigan and myself, because the games are a half hour less now. And at Coors Field, they're even more than that. We used to have the longest games in baseball at Coors Field and just would wear you out. So I think it's great for everybody. And I'm looking forward to realignment. You know, the fact that the Rockies are the only team in the Mountain time zone, so the travel can be, you know, a little bit difficult. I think we figured out last night, Jack and I did off the air, that Seattle's probably got the most mileage to cover during the season, and the Rockies might be second. Got to go to the East Coast, you got to the West Coast, you go to the Midwest a couple of times, you go to Kansas City and St. Louis and Milwaukee, but to do more of that would really, I think, be good for everybody.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Jerry, great stuff as always. As you know, we love hearing you and Jack here on KFKA throughout the summer months, and we're excited to hear this one tonight. Like you said, it's going to be a show, so I'm looking forward to it. And who knows, maybe the Rockies do something crazy in this one tonight too. You never know.
Hey, if they can get down 9 runs in the first inning and come back and win, they can do it.
That's 100% accurate. Jerry, appreciate it, my man. Have a great call tonight, my friend.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Yeah, it's going to be a pitcher's duel tonight, Mike. Tanner Gordon and then Shohei Ohtani. But Tanner Gordon, 7.98 ERA. Not 8. Pretty good. It's not good, Mike. You're looking confused. It's not good.
Yeah, I thought you were 7.98. Yeah, I was like, that doesn't sound good. I thought like 3 was good.
Yeah, no, not good. So Shohei Ohtani's going to be pitching tonight. Tanner's probably right that he's going to go down as the greatest of all time. I mean, you just don't see it. He is, I'm telling you, man, the way he moves, the way he runs, he looks like he was created for professional sports. Like he was just built, like they were designing him in a lab. He's outstanding. And watching him, like last night, he's just such a statue up there. I mean, it doesn't look like he's ever been fazed by anything. And I know he's got some weird legal stuff happening on the outside. But when you look at that guy, you think, man, that guy's perfect. He doesn't do anything wrong ever. The only thing he would do wrong is putting trust into the wrong people, probably. I don't know the rest of that real estate story, but we'll probably get more later.
You think people would like totally freak out if they actually found out he was made in a lab?
Maybe he was.
Like,
maybe.
Not like human made in a lab. Like people would be like, well, at least he's human. I'm talking about like robot.
That he's a robot? Yeah.
People
would
freak out. Of course,
you'd nerd it up even more than what I did.
Controversy. They'd rather have their homes all, whatever the real estate thing is going on, they'd rather that happen than him be a robot.
Mm-hmm. 35 minutes after the hour. Thanks for that, Mike. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.